What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Back on the Patrick Gale Show here, episode 47. Doing our thing here, getting things going as we got back in the saddle again. The same rhythm. We're back. Same convening. We're back. We have a special guest on the show, Helen from the background of our ancestors from Haiti. Not Haiti, but Haiti. John Camille Dubison on the Boss Man Show, coach in Miami, going to Coach Gale's friends. Coach Gale, do your thing, brother.
JR, thanks a lot, man. I just wanted to introduce, we call him Coach. You said it's government, JR. We don't say governments on this show, man.
Oh, okay. I didn't know Coach.
That's all good, man. They need to know, but that's all good.
If you know my man, his name is Coach Doobie. Coach Doobie, I met Coach when he was coaching at Miramar High School. He's coached at every level. He has done a great job of not only coaching, training, but mentoring current pros, former pros, because he's old enough to have coached guys that have retired and still coaching, in my opinion, future pros, because he has an announcement that just came out and he's going to link with another legend in South Florida coaching. But he's been my guy for almost 15 years. I was an assistant coach at St. Thomas University when I met him, and we recruited a young man for him, Larell Beckford. And Doobie, Larell only lost 8 games in his career at Miramar, correct?
Yeah, he only lost 8 games in his career, made it to the state Final Four with a team that we, you know, when you look back at the type of teams that we had at Miramar High with Coach Kelly and Coach Warren Gale, that might have been, you know, not to disrespect them, but that might have been our least talented team, as you know, when you look back at the talent that we had. But they were one of the hardest working teams that we also had. So, you know, Coach Gale, Zach Johnson, who went to University of Florida Gulf Coast and University of Miami as a freshman. Then we had Lance Tejada. He was a freshman as well. Ended up finishing up his career respectively. Both, one went to New Orleans, one went to Ely. And then Lance is also finished up, started at Eastern Carolina and then finished up at Lehigh. But, you know, we had 2 freshmen that were really good. We had a kid named Louis Denalis that ended up going to Broward College, or St. John's River first, then Broward College. And then it was just a team that young talent, but we had some good senior leadership, and Coach Beckford or Larell was part of that senior class that we had that, you know, was tough. And, you know, like I told you and Coach Maloney when I met you guys, he's a no-brainer, like, for me, when you guys were playing at St. Thomas, because the kid was going to work hard. And I knew, you know, because of his Jamaican background and the way his father raised him, he didn't have a choice but to be good. And shoot, I think Larrell's also the all-time winningest player at St. Thomas University as well. I believe that.
Not think, Doobie. Larrell has, I think, over a 70% winning percentage, and he's the only player in St. Thomas University history that has gone to the national tournament every single year of his career, all 4 years.
So, you know, that's just a testament to the type of kids and program that I've been a part of. So, you know, and like you said earlier, you know, announcement, I'm going to Miami, New Orleans. I'll be Lawton Williams, assistant coach there. So, you know, I'm just looking forward to getting back on that track, man. You know, it's crazy that I leave one legendary program to go to another legendary program. And that's, you never really see that. You know what I mean?
And, you know, Coach Doobie's being modest because he also coached travel. Well, back then we called it AAU. Now it's travel. And he's coached some guys that have played in the league with that program. But the biggest thing, and he's also coached some NFL guys, some current NFL players as well. Miramar is very well known. And like Coach Doobie saying, he's going to Norland High School, which is also very well known for putting guys in the NFL and the NBA. But the biggest thing, I mean, I consider Coach Duberson my brother. The biggest thing is that when I first met him with Larrell, and Larrell, to describe him, JR, you'll appreciate this. He's a 6'3 center. He's kind of like a Draymond Green where yeah. He can do everything. But like Coach Doobie alluded to, he came in as a freshman where we had a guy that was an All-American senior that played for the Bahamian national team. We had in the world of transfer portals, we had two other, a Division I transfer, another high level NAIA transfer, and a D2 transfer. So he was like the fourth big on the roster, but he figured out a way to get on the floor. And it was only because every time we gave him a practice rep, he did exactly how we taught the rep and exactly how we talked in film. Every time we put him in a game, he did exactly what we taught. And he did something that every coach is going to love. He rebounded. He didn't care about scoring. He wanted to rebound and defend. And he figured a way to get rotational minutes. And then when I took the job over his sophomore year, he started for me. And we went in, and my first game, we beat Florida Southern with him playing a center spot. And then, you know, it went on from there from his career. And like I said, every year he has gone to the national tournament and has played. So that's Doobie and what he wants to get young people at an early age. So he actually develops talent. He is not the type of guy to bring guys in that live in a different city or live in a different state or recruit from travel teams. He'll take the guys that come in and he'll work with them and he'll develop them. And yeah. A lot of coaches, because of his development traits and because of his reputation, a lot of college coaches, when they come into South Florida, they're going to reach out to him first.
Well, shoot, that's that. I don't even know what to say, man. But, most of the time, those guys will call me to find out, you know, certain things about certain kids. And, you know, now I'm trying to get really back into that mode of knowing all the kids that, you know, before I used to know from sixth grade on up. I was at the junior college level for a while, too. So, you know, you lose touch with that type of recruiting, you know what I mean? Because you don't have to know the young kids at that point because you really fixated on what kid's not going to qualify, what kid's not going to make it, and boom. Whereas when you're in high school, you got to look at who's next because you're always preparing for the next group, and that's the type of approach, you know, we'll take at Miami New Orleans now and, you know, we'll develop and we'll find kids that need to be there. And I'm big on making sure the local kids who you're supposed to go to your school stay at your school. With today's era of, college transfer portal, there's a high school transfer portal. Parents don't like the minutes. Parents don't like how you plan them. Hey, it's a lot going on. So we got to make sure the local kids in Miami Gardens that's supposed to be at Miami New Orleans stay at Miami New Orleans. And we develop those guys because that's one of the things that I've always – admired about Coach Martin was he's always been able to win with kids and that lived in his area. He doesn't have seven state titles for no reason. You know what I mean? So, and even in my coaching journey, he's always been a mentor to me. So, you know, that's just a testament now in my career where I was like, okay, it's time for me to step back and kind of refocus and re-energize myself in a different way. So when I do get that next head coaching job, I kind of know maybe some of the mistakes I made in my previous one recently where I try not to make those same mistakes. A lot of people say I didn't make any mistakes, but there are some mistakes. You know, if your AD or somebody questions how you coach or how you practice or how you handle things, you got to start looking back at that and do some self-evaluations. And I'm big on that. So, and I'm okay with that. So, you know, this is self-evaluation time for me. This time for me to get refocused. I got a chip on my shoulder. We got some work to do.
Ask you a question, man. Like, I know back in my high school days, it was a feeder system. Like, we all went to a certain elementary, middle, to the high school. So it's not like that no more. You don't have a feeder system. It's, you can go any way you want to now. Is that how it is, nigga? I haven't been that world in a long time. So
South Florida, you still, the thing is, because of the option of choices, that you have choices now. You have options. So a lot of those times before, like when we grew up in the local middle school, man, you went to that elementary school, you went to that middle school, you went to that high school. If you didn't like coach, that was your business. If you liked that way they play, you was never going to play there. You know what I mean? Today, man, I could live in Hollywood, Florida, and go play in Kendall in Miami with no problem as long as I got transportation. So, like, now you're able to now recruit students. Not, let's just not say the student athlete, but just students in general because of lesser numbers in schools. Schools, they need to fill these voids and seats, man. But, you know, private school, charter school, Catholic schools, public schools, I think everybody is also suffering from the same thing. And the only thing that's going to help you is that if you win, if you have successful athletic programs, that's going to create a buzz for you because all kids want to be associated with winning, no matter what that looks like. You know, right now in South Florida, the schools that I could say off the top of my head, when it comes to basketball, if they say they want your kid, more than likely they're going to get them. Calvary Christian, Columbus, Riviera Prep, Sagemont, St. Thomas. Who else? Am I missing anybody when it comes to the private school, charter school, Pines Charter? You got a gauntlet of those schools where, you know, if they tell your parents, hey, you're going to have a great education and you're going to play. Most people in our situations are always going to go with the education first, as they say, and then athletics. But if you're not winning, ain't nobody putting their kids in losing schools.
With you there.
That's a great point. I was going to add, you know, JR and Coach Doobie, I was going to add that with you doing all of this development and mentorship, you also have parents that, and it's funny that JR, you asked that question. Even though parents may not bring their kids to a certain school, they still want to have the most information they can gather to know which school. Yeah. And you're a mentor, not only to young people, but also to the parents. So talk about also what you do in the community. I know I was a part of a couple of events that you helped Mr. Wesley Frater put on, and I know you are big in his basketball venue. So talk about what you also do in the community, because I think that needs to be said.
What we do in the community, we do real life, real situational symposiums with student athletes and parents. We just had one recently in Palm Beach Gardens with a selected few of, I think, about 22 to 30 high school football players. And it's just matter of fact, in real life, you know, we get people on the panel from anywhere from financial advisors to agents to police officers, therapists. Everything a kid and parent kind of needs to know in today's age of athletics. And that's why Mr. Frater did it as a sports summit. And hopefully we can grow it bigger where you can invite so many different levels of athletes. And then no matter what sport it is. But also one of the things that I know I did when I was recently at Monsignor Pace was connecting with the community leaders, making sure that kids, like we did a turkey drive with the city of Miami Gardens with Mrs. Wilson, who was a commissioner there. Every time they had something, they would call me and be like, hey, can you get your team out there? Come help us. You know, and I think those kids need to see that. They need the help. They need to see that there's some people or kids who are in less fortunate situations. And, you know, I was at a private Catholic school. So, you know, if their parents made sacrifices for them to be in a better situation across the board, community wise, you know, I'm always my door is always open to anybody. Questions, help, thought processes of if I should go to this program versus another program. And one of the things I always tell people, I'm never going to bash the program, but I kind of know what kids fit what program when you see it and who's the coach. You know what I mean? You never want to put kids and parents in bad situations. So those are the things I pride myself in and going to continuously do. You know, even when I was at Pace, if I didn't think a kid fit us, we didn't take him. You know what I mean? And that's the same thing we'll do at Miami Norland. If I don't think that kid could play for Lawton Williams or could fit that Viking Vike life model that Coach Williams goes by, you got to be tough and hard-nosed to play for Coach Lawton Williams, man. So if you're not that, and that's one of the things for me as well. If you can't do that, you can't play there.
No doubt. And Coach, I'll ask you this, man. No, Miami is one of the most expensive places to live in the country. You know, a lot of people with socioeconomic issues. And how do you all kind of deal with that issue? Because I know the real estate hustles in Miami are crazy. Every time I come there, it's like something new being built. And people are getting forced out, moving out. So how do you help parents and students with those issues when their living situations are crazy and their rents are out of control and try to get warned about school and playing ball at the same time?
That's where you have to have a strong – I'm fortunate enough to have a strong wife to allow me sometimes to help kids out in certain families in certain situations. But we're also good enough to build communities within our own basketball community. So, like, you know, we've had several kids who couldn't take this, couldn't afford this, couldn't afford that. I had some parents that used to put together a grocery drive and every couple weeks drop off groceries to the families, find people to sponsor certain things for these kids. You know, it's not easy. And like you said, South Florida is expensive. As a matter of fact, one of my assistant coaches sent me an article that Miami is now 5%. It's 5% more expensive to live in Miami than it is New York City. And we all know traditionally New York City has always been very expensive for people to live there. Great place to visit, but to live there is tougher. And Miami is now 5% more to live here than there. So, you know, you have those constant struggles. And I think a lot of parents and people do a lot of sacrificing. And it really comes down to it takes a village. You know, we have to be that village. And when a student comes to you or a family comes to you that they can't do certain things, we have to be able to band together to help them, no matter what that look like.
And what it, just to follow up on that, it's funny because one of the symposium speakers was the AD for Miami-Dade, and she talked about the Teddy Bridgewater law, and that's why it's needed. And that's a great question, JR, because that cost of living does go to the parents. The student athlete gets affected by it, but it's even deeper than just on the surface. So what Doobie just talked about with kids being recruited away from schools, a lot of street agents and a lot of people will use that. They'll dangle cash, and a kid that's in a bad situation, man, they're going to take that money. I don't care what you say about integrity and character. Environment is everything. You know, one of the things that I learned, you know, from that symposium is my wife, you know, she was a speaker and she's a mental health therapist. She's a family and a marriage and family therapist. And she talked about environment. You know, somebody had a question about, well, does your cortisol level go, you know, any higher with this situation? And she said, well, the environment is a factor. Yeah. And I don't think a lot of people realize that. So with this, that's crazy that Miami has become 5% more expensive, because in New York, you'll get jobs that pay six figures. You know, that's kind of the norm. You're going to get a salary in New York. That's not down in Miami.
You're not getting the salary. You're not getting the salary and you want to live that six figure lifestyle. You got to remember that, too. The other thing, too, that kind of hurts, too, athletics, I think, as a whole in high school, is that these schools are not built for the budget of the business of high school athletics, because high school athletics now has turned into college and college has turned into the pros. And we all know what that looks like. with NIL and everything else. So you got to think about it, man. You take over a high school program, and the first thing your AD does say, hey, man, we don't have no money, but if you want to do whatever you want to do, you either got to put the cost to the parents or you got to fundraise and get money. And a lot of times, man, you can't get $25 from people to for a tournament, but yet you got parents that will take $150 to pay for a trainer. So, like, a lot of these narratives and things are on a high school coach is tough because you don't want to tell people how to spend their money. At the end of the day, you want to spend your money on a trainer, cool, but I'm the high school coach. So I should be able to coach your kid up or train him enough to get him where he need to go to if you believe in what I do. Now, can kids get extra work? Of course, kids can always get extra work. But this is not the generation that will go out to the park and play on their own to get better. This generation, oh, I need to be in the gym, put on a gram that I was out here working out, and I do a quick cap cut video with the music in the back, and we Gucci.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. No doubt. And let me ask you this, Coach Dewey, like, for me, it's like a lot of these parents are delusional about certain things. Like, you paying $200. I've never owned a pair of Jordans in my life. Because my dad was like, I'm not paying for a name. I got Payless shoes. That's what he got bought me. Because he was, I'm not paying for a name. LA Gear, the light up shoes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got $25 for a fundraiser, but you got $200 for some Jordans. Who going to care nothing about you? So my dad gave me that financial piece early about what makes it, you're paying for a name. So
what makes sense?
That's why I'm now a car care member of Marshalls and TJ Maxx shopping, because I'm not paying for Balenciaga and Gucci. I'm going to the outlet malls. But these parents want to, you know, live that lifestyle. And that's why now I don't make what you said, but I live pretty nicely because I don't try to be more than what I am. Do I have a nice job? You know what I'm saying? And I think these parents don't understand that. These kids are so into this glitz and glam, and it may be good that the rappers don't have videos no more, Coach Dube and Coach Gill, because the videos still pop like it was back in our day on BET and MTV. What we would have be dealing with now, even worse.
Yeah, it's a, you know, again, man, it's a very transparent society right now. Is what has you done? I don't even want to say the word, what have you done for me lately? It's more of what can you do for me now? And if I don't see that you're doing things for people, then I'm not going to be part of society that can't wait for progress. You don't want to wait for the steps that it takes to get better. You want him to get better right now, or the coaches want ready-made players instead of putting in the time to develop kids. That's why now you don't see teams that have, like, from freshmen, they get their ass whooped. Sophomore year, you know, you get beat up a little bit. Junior year, now you start developing and being better, stronger. You understand the game a little bit better. You start winning a little bit more. And then, boom, your senior year, this team makes a run. You know what I mean? We don't see that stuff anymore because, shoot, it ain't happening. You get a kid who's a freshman who could possibly be very, very good, and he goes to a program and he doesn't start, or he doesn't get the minutes he wants to as a freshman, that parent is taking him out of that school tomorrow. Soon as the season over with, because you can't transfer in the middle of the season. But if you could, a lot of people would. Now that kid goes over to somewhere else, that coach takes him, plays him all the minutes, but the kid still hasn't figured out how to play basketball. You know, and I think that in our society, we don't let kids fail no more. You know, we don't let them fall on their face and then try to figure it out. You know, we're too busy as parents trying to, as soon as they almost fall, you throw in that pillow, which is yourself. And until we get back to those kind of things, just like, you know, I remember Dawn Stanley, they were talking to her about certain things, and she was saying, you know, parents got to let kids fail. You got to, like, we have to allow them to go through that process, because that's like if you have a baby or a kid and you never say no to this kid, for the first time that they hear the word no, they might lose their mind.
I was going to say, Coach Dube, because you've coached guys that are now successful doing different things. You know, we referenced Lorel. Lorel's now a school resource officer doing very well. He's going to retire a very, very, very wealthy person.
And he's going to retire young.
But I, you know, again, this show is geared towards parents and young people. Talk about what that looks like when your playing career is done, that you've seen firsthand. I know that Laurel helped you out with coaching, but Laurel is the type, he'll call me, coach, I'm at the park. I got this kid, you know, I know you're going to develop a kid. He's just a little raw. And I love Laurel for that. Talk about what you've seen with guys that are now professional, you know, people in their business or whatever they're doing in their career.
With most of the kids that I've coached, what I've always seen is the resiliency that they have. Because I'm a resilient person. My background is resilient. My culture is resilient. So, you know, a lot of the guys that we've coached, either if they're entrepreneurs, they own their own businesses, or they've gotten to the profession of law enforcement, firefighting, finances, whatever, coaching, whatever that looks like, it always goes back to how tough we were on them when they were young. And their parents allowed us to be tough on them. So that is a testament to the parents who trusted us, which I really appreciate. And then those guys also seeing us paying it forward as young, as black men, you know, and they don't, you know, one of the things that, you know, me and you, Coach Gale, talk about it. I'm married. I've been with my wife for 20 years. We've been married for 13. And one of the things that I always want to show our young black men is that black love is real. So my wife is at everything that I do. So these guys don't get it twisted. Because if you don't have that queen behind you, you're not going to be able to move. Just like chess. That queen is a mug. You know what I mean? She got your back at all times. So we try to teach these men that once that, and I have a saying, the ball is going to stop bouncing at one point in your life. You have to be prepared for that. So however that looks, you know, we've had guys that continue to play overseas that I've coached, and I've had guys that through health issues and this, that, and the third couldn't play anymore. And they've had to make that adjustment of how they're going to live out in this society. And, you know, and again, Pat, we all know it's just like your kids. Your kids will never stop being your kids. They just grow older, just like you grow older. So they're always in your life. So these kids that we've coached, whenever they got a problem, they call. Whenever they need something, they call. Whenever they just, hey, coach, I'm just checking on you. You good? Yeah, they call. Coach, you need anything for the program? Nah, we good. Now, you sure? You good. Or you want, you know what? You want to come by and talk to the guys? I love that. And that's how we got to continue to keep doing it, man. That, and, you know, it goes back to even with training, Pat, I'm simple. We're going to get some cones. We're going to get X, Y, and Z. I'm not going to get fancy with it. This is what we're going to do. That old school thought of things and process will never lose in time because it's the foundation of work. And I think if, again, we continuously build that foundation of work that, you know, as much as we complain about these kids, we're also the enablers of these kids. It's our fault, too. You know what I mean? So I don't get it twisted. I'm hard on these kids, but these parents, it's our fault. We got to look in the mirror, too, at some point and say, damn, why did I think that if my kid wasn't raised in a certain way or a certain place that he would not be better off. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that in a bad way, but we all have gotten to that point where it's like, oh, my kid ain't going to be raised the way I was raised or lived the way I lived at. But now we got kids who don't know how to take out the garbage, who don't know how to wash dishes, who can't do their own laundry, who can't sign a check, who can't balance a checking account. You know, we have those issues because all they know is swipe, swipe, swipe. Mom and dad told me I could swipe. That's what we're doing.
No doubt. Well, Coach Doobie, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Congrats on your new role. We'll be pushing that out here this weekend for you. I look forward to chatting with you down the road. And when I'm in Miami, come down and catch you and Coach Gale. I'm going to be downtown in Brickell at the Four Seasons, but I'll come up to almost Broward County where y'all at.
You're living good, man. You're at the Four Seasons in Brooklyn. You're living good. You're going to have the palm trees behind you with the dolphins jumping out the bay.
And the day flooding, too. The day flooding. Yeah, I'm very like, whoa, this is interesting. Day flooding. No, the sun's out. No rain, but it's flooding. Beautiful.
Hey, listen. Matter of fact, yesterday, just now, a few minutes ago, it was raining. I know when I walk outside, half the block gonna be flooded, and 15 minutes of rain.
Yeah, so no doubt. Well, Coach,
but I tell you what, man, I wouldn't trade South Florida for any other place. I've traveled a lot. I've been a lot of places, but South Florida is it for me, man. I know Coach Gill has had his time in different places. I ain't doing that. South Florida is it. No matter what that looked like, I don't care how high the price going. We're going to live in a garbage can somewhere.
I hear that, Coach. Thank you for your time, Coach Duke. We'll talk to you down the road, brother.
All right. I appreciate you guys, man. Y'all be easy.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.